Hello and welcome to IT Time, TechNet Radio. I'm your host, Blaine Barton, a senior IT pro evangelist with Microsoft. And today we have a special guest, a friend, peer, and colleague, Tommy Patterson, also a senior technical evangelist. How are you doing, Tommy?
Doing great, Blaine. Thanks for having me on again. It's always a pleasure.
Anytime. Yeah, and thank you very much once again for your contributions to Chapter 3. And that's OneDrive for Business. So we're going to talk about that today. And welcome to this third episode of a series of 11 episodes. So let's dive right in.
Cool. As a tech evangelist, as you go around the country and you're speaking at events and you talk to so many different types of customers, enterprise customers, small business, medium business. What's neat to me is to watch with Microsoft is the transformation that's happened, where the tools that we're putting out, not only are they applicable to that enterprise, big iron companies that we're used to, having as customers, but now we're really, having some solutions that can apply and work with the small and medium business that are the same set of tools.
And so once again, Tommy is my guest here on this particular episode 3 for OneDrive for Business. So, like you said, Tommy, and I totally agree with you, as we look at this holistic approach, right? So you have your business owner or your startup or your entrepreneur building their company and using Microsoft Azure and Microsoft Intune and Office 365, that also interconnects with all the applications and many devices that people use and to the end user. So we're looking at, OneDrive for Business to help us kind of sync our files up and share them in the cloud. And so once again, this is episode 3 and storing files in the cloud with OneDrive for Business. And so let's go ahead and look at, as we look at cloud-based file storage service, really good way to access your files anywhere, anytime, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365, right? And it's part of Office 365. So if you have Office 365, you already have OneDrive for Business. Each user has a terabyte of storage. I believe it's moving towards unlimited storage to help them, access and store their files online. So let's just go right into the demo. What else you got there, Tommy?
Well, I think we should highlight that when we say from anywhere, there's the OneDrive client or app exists across, all the different platforms now. You've got web-based access as well. Really good integration on your PC. So if you're in, if you're in File Explorer, Windows Explorer, you'll see that OneDrive for Business link and be able to drill down into those files. Those files will automatically upload and download as you add them. And then you can do the properties and permissions on each one of those files, share them out to different people in your organization or externally. And that's a real big differentiator from what some people may, some people may kind of attack this as, well, OneDrive.com, that's the same thing, right? Well, no, it's not. OneDrive.com is a consumer-facing side, and that's it's a less secure method of file sharing. Still really cool for that consumer use, pictures, personal documents and videos and that kind of thing. This is more aimed at the business user, the documents and the critical business data that you want to hold. And I think it's key to understand the difference there. Especially as a business owner, because I see a lot of people go the easy route at first and put stuff on OneDrive.com and then realize, or Dropbox or any of the others, where they realize then that, this may not be the most secure way to do it, unless you're adopting the enterprise solution from those companies. For us, that's OneDrive for Business.
Absolutely. And I like the fact that even during the book and the creation of the book, you and I and the rest of the team shared out those files and took advantage of versioning and all those types of things and checking in, checking out. So lots of business type features that we took advantage of right in the book.
Excellent. Let's jump in and take a look.
All right. Let's go right into the demo.
Okay, what we're looking at here is the app launcher, and we're going to go into OneDrive for Business here and click on the OneDrive for Business. You'll see it's listed. I got some folders here that I've created. We'll just start at the top here by going to New, and here we can open up or create a Word document, Excel, PowerPoint, OneNote, or an Excel survey, or create a new folder. So I've got some folders here. We're going to go ahead and go into first off, you can upload different things into this folder. You can sync it down to your desktop. I'll show you that in just a moment. But if you look at the file here and you go click on the ellipse here, you'll see you have edit, share, follow, which will be followed. You'll be able to follow your documents over where it says followed here. And then if we go ahead and click here, you'll have a lot more options here. And we talked about Word and Word Online. So Word is on the local hard drive or on the device, and Word Online is in the cloud and those web apps, right? So we have the opportunity to open up either one here. We can download this particular file. We can share it with others. If I click on share, it gives us the ability to invite people, you know, get a link or share with other people, putting in their names and addresses. And then also whether they can just read or view that or whether they can edit those particular documents. And then also we can rename, we can delete, we can move or copy. But this is really special here is the version history. If I click on that, you see I've opened it up a few times and made revisions to this document. But what's kind of cool about this, if I want to go down to say version history on 7 here, on this the 7th one, I can view, I can restore it. Which is kind of cool, right? Or I can delete it, or I can delete the previous histories. But it's nice to say, oh, you know what? I made a change in that document in 7. I want to go back and restore that, or maybe I don't really care about the rest of the files. I can go ahead and delete them. But that's a nice feature. Also, if you click on properties, you'll get all the properties for that particular file. But more importantly, the advanced tab. You know, you can check it out. And what's nice about this, when you check out that file or that document, what's nice is it's kind of in locked mode. Others can see the file and they can make a read-only copy of it, but they can't make any changes to that document until I've actually checked it back in again. In fact, I've had some folks where we're working on it and collaborating on a document, and I'm like, hey, you know, can you check that document in? Because I don't need to make changes to it. But it's a nice feature to be able to check in and check out the documents. Also, you can follow. It's the same follow that's up here on this list here. You can follow those documents. And then last but not least, there's workflows. So we can start building some workflows in the documents as well. Those are the advanced topics. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go and show you and minimize this real quick. I've got this OneDrive for Business folder here. Inside of OneDrive, I was able to go and sync and click on sync here. Go ahead and allow that to sync those files. And those are located, I just copied it on my desktop. So you see it's a desktop OneDrive for Business. And I can go in here and I can show the files here. So this is what I'm looking at is the same thing that I'm looking at the desktop. Now if I open up, you'll see these little green circles here. That means that it's been synchronized with what's in the cloud. But if I open up this document, and I make changes to it here, I'll go ahead and say enable editing. And I'll go ahead and just modify this file. Okay, and then I'll go ahead and I'll save that. You see the save button here? It has a little green circle there. I'll go ahead and click on that. So I'm saving the document, and you'll see it's saving it down below. So what I should see now is I should see the same change up here in the OneDrive for Business. So we'll go ahead and we'll go up here. We'll take a look. We'll go ahead and you can manually sync. That's what's nice is you can manually sync that. So we'll go ahead and we can sync it again. And what you're going to see is you should see those changes take place in this document itself. So we'll go ahead and open it up.
Well, that was great, Blaine. Way to show all the different features and how it works. I think a lot of customers will, you know, love to see that, especially like I've been using it for a long time. I didn't even know some of that stuff existed. So lots of cool stuff in there.
Thanks, Tommy. Yeah, so there's lots of resources around OneDrive for Business as well. You know, with Office, you get your online trial. So you can, and what's cool about the OneDrive for Business is you got your support for your iOS, right? And there's the iOS download page, Azure backup for clients on the Windows side. That's available through Azure. Collaborating with Office 365 with OneDrive for Business. So if you want more information just about what's going on there, there's an MVA course you can go and watch online. And the OneDrive for Business store, sync, and share your org files. There's another resource on the MBA. And then the OneDrive Personal, which you had mentioned, Tommy, a little earlier. And then, you know, the shameless plug for the book. It's out, and you can get more information on aka.ms, Blaine's book. There's my email address. And more importantly, I want to thank, you know, our sponsors. And the sponsor here is BizSpark, so which is a free of charge global program that provides software support and visibility to help startups. I think this book has a sweet spot where it can help entrepreneurs and students and startups get going. So if you're been in business less than 5 years, make under $1 million gross profit, and you're not trading publicly, and you're building something, perhaps in Azure, building applications or mobile applications, you qualify for this. 3 years of access to software, that's MSDN, $150 a monthly of the Microsoft Azure benefits. 4 incidents for support through MSDN, and provides great networking opportunities and marketing visibility for your business, right? So take advantage of BizSpark.
So Blaine, I know we're not used to showing any love for Google, but OneDrive for Business on Android devices, do we have that?
We actually do. If you take a look down here in the Android market, you search up here and just simply go up and search for the OneDrive for Business, you'll see it, right? So we show love for, once again, iOS, Android, and, of course, the Windows platform. So here's your OneDrive right here. And once again, thank you, Tommy, for all your contributions to OneDrive for Business in that Chapter 3. So without all the help from the contributors, you know, the book wouldn't have happened. So I appreciate your support on that.
Great, Blaine. Thanks. We'll see you again for the IaaS module that we're going to do too. So
that's right.
Very cool. Thanks for having that.
Yeah. And so the next episode is episode 4, and that's the CRM episode with Randall Galloway. And with that, it's a wrap.